you for this information.
Thank you.
And I'm going to keep you with us because it looks like we have you for item number 18, the aquatics access map updates.
All right, I will jump right in. So we revised our public fishing access map to now include all variety of water access use from our park visitor, or all of our South Dakota visitors. And so this is a demonstration of what the new platform is going to look like. So we're taking advantage of some new technologies that we've been given access to and tried to give the fishing access map a facelift. So this is not live currently, but we are hoping to launch it very soon. So when you first come to the new public water access map, you're going to see a quick little welcome message here. It's got notifications that if you would like to receive emails from GFP about aquatic specific updates, you can sign up here through this link. If you have any questions or comments you would like to submit about this new mapping platform, you can do that as well by clicking the Email Us button. But kind of a quick dive in here, we are going to be using this panel on the left side to highlight any new newsworthy updates around aquatics. So one of the ones I wanted to point out was we do have live lake camera views at three of our state parks, and I will show those to you later on in this demonstration. And we also highlight several different events going on. So a new AIS infestation was found at Sand Lake and that surrounding area. We'll be highlighting any of our approved aquatic access features. So this one happens to be near Watertown. Oops. And just highlighting some, we've had some advancements in our hatcheries technology, so I wanted to highlight that here as well. And then also wanted to highlight our Proud Angler reporting website and state record website, if those aren't able to, are aware of these. If any of our anglers catch a trophy fish, they are able to submit that record to our Proud Angler program and receive a certificate. So those records are here, and you're more than welcome to explore these by date as well as by species. And the same is true for our state record website. So if you want to be the next champion, here's your competition. So you can filter that out any way you like. In addition, we've also broken out the different what we call angling or water use experiences. And so those are highlighted down here on the bottom. I will start on the far left. The closures here are targeting the non-meandered waters closure. So if you click this circle icon here, it's going to take you to our informational page about these non-meandered waters. And you will also be able to go to the map that specifically highlights where these closures occur. The next option here is our fishing reports. And I will very briefly walk you through how this works. So if you want to look at the latest stocking records or fish populations for any given lake, this is where you would go to find that information. And let's see. So maybe you want to see the stocking report for this year. You'd be able to see that here, download that report. And this would show you kind of a almost live count, I think it's updated daily, on where we've done our most recent stockings and the type of fish, which lake it was in, and the sizes. And then now we're going to dive into the maps. So again, like I said, we've broken them out because previously our map was getting pretty cluttered with all of the different angling opportunities we offer. And so now we've broken that out for ramps. And I do have a disclaimer on here that we are also transitioning what we categorize as a closed ramp to be any ramps where you can't easily launch a boat. So that might be due to low water during ice fishing season. If the lake is frozen over, you're going to start seeing red ramps for when the lakes are frozen, or various other reasons why you may not be able to launch a boat. And so here's our map here. You are able to interactively zoom in and out on the map, click on different icons to get more information. And a new feature we've offered is if you would like to get directions to this through Google, you can now click on this link and it will give you turn-by-turn directions. Some of our boat ramps also have photos. Let's see if I can find one with a photo here real quick. So here's a photo, and our staff are actively working on getting those updated. And you also have comments here on current conditions, as well as if the boat dock is in place or not. And if you are more interested in where you can launch a canoe or kayak, you can use the side panel over here and turn all of the boat ramps off. And if you see the text here, it's gray, that means you have to zoom in just a little bit to see those items turn on. So now if I'm focused on where I can launch a canoe or kayak, I can see those icons very quickly. The icons with the little cattails on it are our primitive boat ramps, which Ryan mentioned earlier, are primarily used by our waterfowl hunters, but are not limited to just waterfowl hunters. We also have a variety of other informational items on these maps that you might be interested in. And those are collectively under here. So like I mentioned before, our lake cameras, our non-meandered closures are also on here as well. And any known AIS infestations or Department of Health, so if we have high mercury levels or any advisories out there, those are all also under this map under the additional information section. And if you do not like the kind of white base map, you'd like to see imagery, you do have the ability to change and turn that imagery on. We'll briefly dive through shore fishing. So this is primarily where we're going to have our fishing ramps, our shore fishing, maintained shore fishing sites, so where we've got mowed paths or developed pods would be what we're showing here, as well as our urban community fisheries partners. And same thing, you can turn things on and off and change the map to be imagery or the more plain black and white map. And ice fishing. This shows where GFP actively maintains ice fishing access. So for both ice fishing and shore fishing, the icons you see here are not limited to where you can ice fish or shore fish. These are just where we are actively maintaining access. If you're able to legally fish in these areas, you can certainly go beyond where these icons are. And I mentioned earlier that I would like to show one of our lake cameras. So we're going to zoom in here to West Bend. And if you get in close enough, you will see our camera. It's kind of hidden by that ice fishing icon. But these cameras are updated every 15 minutes. And so you can quickly see kind of the current conditions of the ramp, maybe the water. This is really handy when we're kind of in that in-between. Is the lake frozen or not? You can come in here and check that out pretty regularly. And there are 3 to 4 photos at each park that you can see this in. And just to clarify, the lake cameras are only available at West Bend, Rocky Point, and Shade Hill. And then Ryan dove into this pretty heavily during his presentation, but we've also included those waterfowl or primitive access points in here as well. And I also wanted to highlight that we do offer free decoy loaner trailers if you'd like to partake in that. The links to those locations are here. And an up-and-coming project we are working on are to highlight the unique opportunities the Black Hills offer to our anglers. So this page is still under construction, but we do have plans to incorporate targeting some of those more unique opportunities out in the hills. And with that, I would gladly take any questions you have.
Any questions for Heather? Heather, a question not so much about what we just looked at, but in general, could you just give me a good idea of what the team looks like that works on these maps? We have some incredible online resources for folks that want to go on and take a look at this stuff. What does it look like from the folks that work on these maps and put them together? How many people are involved? And just kind of a high-level overview.
Yeah, I would gladly take that on. So our non-meandered closures, that's primarily done with Rhett Russell. He's an aquatic access specialist out of the Northeast. All of our fishery staff, whenever they're doing their surveys and doing any of our online submittals, those tie into our reports. And our GIS team, so that's myself as well as 7 others that primarily focus on the wildlife and fishery side, we all kind of collectively work on these projects. And then I work very closely with both our aquatics access team across the state, as well as many of our field staff in the parks, to keep all of the rest of this content current. So they have their own map they come into, and they make those updates to, the, again, the aquatic access conditions. They work with me to get photos up here. So we really work very closely with a large majority of our staff. And then Ryan and his habitat crew are helping out with the terrestrial information for our waterfowl hunters.
Thank you. Do you foresee getting any more of the lake cameras?
There have been talks, but I don't know exactly which one is next. They take about a year and a half from the time we commit to wanting to do it to when they go live. And we work with DOT, so DOT is actually hosting cameras for us as part of their 511 highway program.
Any other questions, comments? Job well done, Heather. Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
At this time, we're going to take a 10-minute break, and when we come back, we'll jump to items number 22 and 23 as we look at Custer State Park Airport decommissioning update. We'll be on a 10-minute break. And welcome back, everyone. We are live again. We're going to continue down our